SBS Radio.
Another convoy is heading to the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol and the besieged Azovstal steelworks to evacuate civilians. The United Nations and International Committee of the Red Cross have helped nearly 500 civilians flee the area during two operations this week. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says those awaiting rescue are living under relentless shelling with little access to water, food and proper sanitation.
The evacuees have shared moving tales with UN staff. Mothers, children and frail grandparents spoke of their trauma. Some were in urgent need of medical attention. I hope that the continued coordination with Moscow and Kyiv will lead to more humanitarian pauses to allow civilians safe passage from the fighting and aid to reach those in critical need. We must continue to do all we can to get people out of these hellscapes.
Mr. Guterres spoke at a UN Security Council meeting where Humanitarian Affairs Under-Secretary General and Emergency Relief Coordinator Martin Griffiths detailed the impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The destruction of civilian infrastructure has come to characterise this conflict. Apartment buildings, schools and hospitals in populated areas have been attacked, and they must not be so. Over 13 million Ukrainians have been forced to flee their homes, of whom 7.7 million are displaced inside Ukraine. Lives have been uprooted, ripped apart, and never will be the same again.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet says there have been over 6,700 civilian casualties since February and evidence of more than 180 abductions.
Grim evidence of torture, ill treatment, and summary executions of prisoners of war committed by both parties to the conflict is surfacing. My office is collecting such evidence, which will be included in its future reporting.
The Russian government said on the Telegram messaging app that it would open an evacuation corridor from the Azovstal steel plant during certain hours on Thursday through Saturday. The deputy commander of the Ukrainian regiment holed up at the facility, Sviatoslav Palamar, has accused Russian forces of breaching the ceasefire.
Once again, the Russians violated the promise of a truce and did not allow the evacuation of civilians who continue to hide from shelling in the Azovstal plant's basement. We call on the global community to evacuate civilians, and I personally appeal to the commander-in-chief to take care of wounded soldiers who are dying in agony from inadequate treatment. Provide the opportunity to pick up the bodies of soldiers so that Ukrainians can say goodbye to their heroes.
In his nightly address, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has described the situation at the plant as hell.
Currently, Russian shelling and the assault on Azovstal doesn't stop, but civilians still need to be taken out. Women, children, many children remain there. Just imagine this hell. There are children there. More than 2 months of constant shelling, bombing, constant death nearby.
In an interview, the president of Belarus has defended Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But Alexander Lukashenko said he hadn't expected Russia's military operation in Ukraine to drag on the way it has.
To be honest, I didn't think this operation would drag on this way. But I'm not immersed in this problem enough to say whether it goes according to plan, like the Russians say, or like how I feel it. And I want to stress one more time, I feel like this operation has dragged on.
The Ukrainian army says Russian troops have made unsuccessful attempts to advance in the eastern Kharkiv and Donetsk regions. In a phone call, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and United States President Joe Biden have agreed they would not recognize any Russian territorial gains in Ukraine. There was also a phone call between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, during which Mr. Putin apologized on behalf of Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who earlier said that Adolf Hitler had Jewish roots. Israel had described the remark as an unforgivable falsehood that undermines the horrors of the Holocaust. Back at the UN Security Council, Antonio Guterres said reintegrating agricultural products from Russia, Belarus and Ukraine into the world market was needed to address global food shortages. And he called for the fighting to stop completely.
The war on Ukraine is senseless in scope restless in its dimensions and limitless in its potential for global harm. The cycle of death, destruction, dislocation, and disruption must stop. It is high time to unite and end this war.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.